How you doing?
Hey, Matt. What's happening?
I haven't heard you over here in a while.
Radio just about every day.
Must be while I'm at work. How you been doing? I haven't heard you in a while.
Good. Just another day in paradise. Especially today, 72 degrees up here. Nice day today.
Roger that. Yeah, it's like about 73 here in Greenville, and I'm enjoying it.
That's my 6-meter beam that was on a post down today, and I've got the first section of tower put in the ground today, so I'm going to put up about 30 feet of tower and then stack 2 6-meter beams up there, about 30, one at 30 and one at 42 feet, so that's my latest project.
Yeah, I would love to get a tower up someday. You know anybody that's got some tower section in a reasonable price, do you?
That's a pretty easy find. When you're ready, let me know. I do know somebody that's got some.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I would love to get a tower up maybe this spring. If I can, because I was wondering how much concrete do you, like, how much does it cost me just in the concrete? So I'd like to get it freestanding, but I'm still going to put some guy wires up, just to be on the safe side for safety.
Standing, you don't really need guy wires, it's just a waste. The freestanding towers are going to be a lot more expensive, and they're going to need a lot more concrete. Like around 25, you can probably do a 3x3x3 hole, and that's probably about $400 or $500 worth of concrete, and then 3 guy wires, depending on how tall you are. But, you know, if you go above 40 feet, if you go 40 feet or less, one set of guy wires. If you go more than 40, you're probably going to need 2 sets of guys.
Yeah, I'll probably like to get about 45 feet if I can, just to, you know, have some height on the antenna.
You might as well be probably going to go 50 feet because tower sections generally come in 10-foot sections. So 50 feet, and then a tilt-over base and a rebar cage and what have you. That's kind of the way I've got mine set up. And then I've got 2 sets of guys. I have one at 30 and one at 60.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds reasonable. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'd like to get a tower up this spring if it's feasible. Well, listen, Bob, it's good talking to you. I just pulled into the driveway, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3 with you, and I'm clear.
All right, Matt, have a good one. Good to hear you. Take care. MD7J4.
Hello, QRT.
Echo Yankee.
Yankee, MD7J.
How you doing?
Hey, Gary. Haven't heard you in a while. Just thought I would say hello. I heard you pop in with your announcement there. Hope you're doing well. Haven't heard you in a while.
Everything's fine, and I haven't done a lot of stuff on the radio, but all good.
That's good to hear. I'm pulling down my road, so I only got a second, but like I said, I wanted to say hello and hope you all are doing good, and things are doing pretty good over here. I should shoot you an email. There's something I wanted to mention to you, but I'll shoot it to you in an email rather than on air.
Well, enjoy your Sunday, and we'll talk later. ND7J from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
73 ND7J, I am now pulling in the driveway clear, QRT.
The morning, the highs in the upper 50s. State, on Sunday, February 28th. At Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport, it was cloudy. Rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Monday night, mostly cloudy until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Cooler with lows in the upper 30s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. The extended forecast for the listening area. Tuesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. A slight chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Chance Tuesday night, rain likely at highs. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 40. Friday, partly sunny. A chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Chance of rain 30%. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. This is the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, WXJ21 broadcasting from the SCETV Tower on Perez Mountain in Greenville County, operating on a frequency of 162.550 MHz. This transmitter is serving the upstate of South Carolina. The current time is 1:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These are the 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time observations for the upstate on Sunday, February 28th. At Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport, it was cloudy. The temperature was 66 degrees, the dew point 55, and the relative humidity 67%. The wind was southwest at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.12 inches and falling.